Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, we explore Moicano and the Austrian School of Economics, as well as Mexico's stance on Asian imports in favor of nearshoring. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a story about a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter who is making waves, not just for his performance in the ring, but for his surprising endorsement of a particular school of economic thought. UFC fighter Renato Moicano Carneiro recently won a fight in Las Vegas and used his post-fight interview to encourage people to read about Ludwig von Mises and the Austrian School of Economics. For more on this story, we turned to our correspondent. So tell us, what exactly did Moicano say after his fight?
Well, David, in a rather unexpected turn of events, Moicano took his moment in the spotlight to share a message about economics. With the adrenaline still pumping after his win, Moicano emphatically told the cameras that if people care about their country, they need to read the works of Ludwig von Mises and learn about the Austrian School of Economics. It was a surprising endorsement, especially in a post-fight interview when most fighters typically talk about their performance or their next opponent.
That is quite unusual. For those unfamiliar, can you give us a quick overview of what the Austrian School of Economics is all about?
Sure, David. The Austrian School is a heterodox school of economic thought that originated in the late 19th century with the work of Karl Menger in Vienna, Austria. It stands out for its emphasis on methodological individualism, which means it focuses on the actions and choices of individuals rather than looking at economic aggregates. The Austrian School is also known for its strong defense of free markets, private property rights, and its critique of government intervention in the economy. Some of its most famous proponents include Ludwig von Mises, Friedrich Hayek, and Murray Rothbard.
Interesting. So why would Moicano be such a strong advocate of this particular school of thought? What are some of its key ideas?
Well, proponents that widespread adoption of the theories of von Mises and the Austrian school would lead to greater prosperity and a higher standard of living for people around the world. They emphasize the importance of individual liberty, sound money, and free market competition without government interference. The Austrian school has been influential in its critique of Marxism and central planning. It also developed key economic concepts, like the subjective theory of value, which says prices are determined by individual preferences rather than objective costs of production. Moicano seems to believe strongly that these ideas need to be more widely understood.
Do you think Moicano's endorsement will actually lead more people to explore the Austrian school and its economic theories?
It's hard to say for sure, but Moicano definitely generated a lot of buzz and curiosity with his unusual post-fight comments. If more celebrity athletes and influential figures started promoting these kinds of ideas, it could potentially lead to a lot more mainstream interest and discussion of the Austrian school. Of course, economics can be a complex and polarizing subject, but at the very least, Moicano's passionate endorsement has people talking and may inspire some to look into these theories further, even if they don't ultimately agree with all of the conclusions.
Very interesting indeed. Thank you for the insights and analysis. That was our correspondent on the surprising intersection of mixed martial arts and the Austrian School of Economics. I apologize for my previous invalid responses. To clarify, you have not provided an article for me to write a script about yet. Please provide the English article you would like me to use as the basis for the Simply Economics from Mexico news program script in your next message. I will then generate the script in the requested valid JSON format. Like so, author David, message, your message one here. Author Celeste, message, your message two here. Please let me know if you have any other questions. All right, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.